Here's the essential summary for MBTA Communities and Single Family Homes, a weekly market report series. The bottom line, the MBTA Communities Act is creating a two-tier single-family market. Walkable side streets within overlays command 3 to 5% premiums and dual buyer pools, families plus developers, while arterial adjacent homes become developer land with weak family ROI. This series provides town-by-town heat maps and underwriting frameworks for five core suburbs. Who needs this? Single-family home buyers evaluating properties inside or near MBTA overlay districts, investors tracking land value opportunities, homeowners watching how zoning changes affect their property values, and anyone trying to understand where the research says to go long versus short on SFHs in upzoned areas. Key insights. Number 1, Minneapolis upzoning research. SFHs in newly upzoned areas gained 3-5% value relative to similar homes outside number 2. TOD studies show 2-32% price premiums for SFHs near transit, depending on walkability and service quality. Number 3. MBTA overlays are surgical, only 50-100 acres per town, creating scarcity that amplifies land value uplifts. Number 4. The best plays. Quiet side streets. 3-8 minutes from stations, not on arterials, with usable lots. Number 5. Red zones. Track adjacent, commercial-facing, or arterial-fronting homes become developer territory. What to do next? Follow this weekly series as we profile Lexington, Deck 13, Winchester, Deck 20, Needham, Deck 27, Dover, Jan 3, Medfield, Jan 10, and Wellesley, Jan 17, plus a master summary, Jan 24. Each post includes micro-area heat maps and specific underwriting guidance.